right. Are we going to do the same thing?
Let's see. Do I have any writtens?
Yo.
Get a bar from this side. Word that John gives. I'm in a world where negativity lives. So in that case, I just gotta go fight it. Up, X, down, right. After that combo, bodies take flight like they lost in space.
Space.
Word
space.
To Jay Gibbons. Space. I kill him with the writtens. You know that it has been forbidden.
Forbidden.
But I still break the law because I don't care. Gotta kill them with the bars, gotta kill them with the cause. And the cause is the kingdom of light. The darkness will never win.
Yeah,
I ain't
gonna
sit here and pretend. This freestyle is trash, but I don't care.
No, it's
off
not
the
trash.
Top of the dome. And sometimes the truth don't rhyme.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
That's where the chance the rapper.
Yeah.
I am dapper than any other rapper that you know.
Right,
any other actor that you've been shown. I don't know. I'm trash at freestyling. I be wildin'. I be going in and out of dimensions. Whenever I'm spittin', I kill them with the writtens. This is my intuition. Spiritual enlightenment. That's what I be typing in that down in my verses. Reversing all the curses, reversing all the hearses, and then you know what your worth is.
That's a perfect place to end.
Okay.
Dude, I feel like I was what's that dude that he would invite, like, this is like radio guy. He would invite
Sway in the morning.
Sway. I feel like Sway.
Yeah. No, cause Sway would have said that was trash. And it was. It really was.
All right, man. Dude, that was trash.
It was.
It was not. Actually, I'm not that mean. Bro, it was actually good. I like it.
Yeah, but I took a little bit of my verse off of Flawless Victory.
There you go.
Which was on Supernova Piece 1.
Oh,
I'm sorry.
Come on,
I'm
bro.
I'm sorry, dude.
All right, man.
Indigestion, man.
What's going on? So, my name is Eric Badillo here.
I'm Trey.
And the microphone just fell.
Your mic is falling.
Yo, what's up, Trey? Tell me what's going to happen today, bro.
Well, first of all, this is episode 111. This episode is going to be called Living in the Moment. And the reason why it's called Living in the Moment is because I feel like we should address how people fail to do that. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So, like...
that is so true, man.
And I just got to thinking about it because, you know... To the crazy people that are on the internet, if you don't post it, then it never happens. So you could be like, oh, man, I met Magic Johnson. But because you didn't post your picture on Instagram or Twitter or whatever.
Or where's the picture in your phone.
Exactly. Or people going to lie. But it's like we really are supposed to live in the moment, you know.
That's true. Yeah.
And I was thinking about this, too, because, like, I remember, you know, me and Denise... Just try to, like...
No, I got it, I got it.
Okay. Me and Denise have been to, like, concerts or whatever, and, you know, I didn't take all the pictures in the world and stuff because I was just enjoying the show. Like, when we went to go see Lecrae, and I think Swoop was there with him, and was somebody else, but it was the Destination Tour. And I didn't take a ton of pictures from there because I was enjoying the concert.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So,
yeah, I know. That's good. I mean, I feel it also gets deeper than that because most of the time, you know, I was talking to my brother about, like, what are the stuff that stresses you out the most?
Mm.
Like, what are the top three?
Yeah.
And then he said, one, it's your phone.
Yeah.
Two, work. And three, your partner.
Mm. Yeah, I can see that.
But I guess where I'm going with this is basically, and your partner can be anything, like friends or whatever. You know, because, you know, and actually my brother, little brother said this. Like, he's like saying, dang, I'm trying to remember. He said this yesterday, bro. He was like saying, are you actually living life or are you living... Are you actually living life to the fullest or are you just stuck living? I think that's what he said.
Mm.
Are you actually living or are you stuck living?
I've heard something.
Something, but what I got from that, it was saying like you know that you're living in the moment, right there and then. Like, are you actually living like yeah. enjoying everything, every like smell, everything? You know, like I don't know why I said smell, but you know, if you're outside or whatever.
How old is your brother now? Your little brother?
He's 16.
16, man. Yeah, that's a deep way of thinking for a 16-year-old.
And then he was like, "Are you actually living, or are you stuck inside living, or something like that?" But like I was saying, what he meant is actually, are you enjoying every single moment, mm-hmm. or are you just like stuck on your phone, pretending to live? Mm. If that makes sense.
Yeah.
You know, because that's true, man. A lot of people, dude. I cannot tell you how many times. Like, while I was driving over here, I saw so many people on their phones.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Dude. That's true. It was, like, at least, like, 10 of them, dude. Like, yeah. You know, and I'm, like, I'm not going to say I'm, like, the perfect guy because, yes, I also, like, text and whatever. But not to – I feel like it has to be a certain extent, you know?
Yeah.
And I feel like we're just venting right now, but
– No, I mean, I heard Derek Minor say – on one of his albums a while ago, he said, some of us are not living, we're just breathing to death.
There you go. Yeah,
so, I mean, point. Yeah, I understand that, you know. And about everybody being on the phone and stuff, I remember when me and, who was I with? I was with Krista from DI.
Yeah.
And we went to go get our driver's license. And literally, I sat there and watched. Everybody that was in line mm-hmm. was on their phone except for her. She was reading a book in line. Literally every single person was in there on their phone. Except for her.
She was reading a book. That's
awesome. I was like, this is ridiculous.
Should have taken a picture and made a meme.
I should have. I really should have. But yeah, man. So it's like, you know, the explore page on Instagram is like the worst place to be if you want to have hope in humanity, because it's just nothing. Well, it depends on how your algorithms are. It may be all rainbows and sunshine or whatever, but it's a bunch of like hood rappers and stuff, like stupid stuff, like flexing on the gram and stuff like that. Yo. I don't know why the algorithm thinks I'm into that. I don't even get gaming and comic book stuff
really
on my explore page.
Dude, that's funny.
I don't understand that.
I want to know what I get in mind, bro.
That's what my YouTube channel, but that's what my Instagram is all about, is like comics and shoes and video games and stuff, but that's not what the algorithm is putting
on. I'm dead, dude. Mine is a lot of boxing.
That. I'm going to bleep that out.
Oh, my God. All right. Well, anyways, I got a bunch of The Office, like, memes and stuff, and I gotta like work out things because I've been trying to work out more.
Yeah,
but no, I'm saying, dude, like, this thing entertains you so much.
Yeah,
you know, like, you just like keep going and going, and I guess we're just talking all about phones, because honestly, like, I read this thing that back in like the 2000s,
yeah,
like the computer was like a coping mechanism of the outside world, but now the outside world is like a coping mechanism, but it's reverse. Yeah, but now it's reverse. Now, like, being outside is actually like, you know, an escape from this world, rather than like back in the 2000s. You know, like a computer was like the escape of like the actual world, what's going on,
and the other thing too, especially with the things that have been lately too, is like the news is just, it's nothing but bad things. I mean, you got Dante Wright, of course, you got Adam Toledo, and then there was another kid that got shot the other day. Oh, yeah. A 15-year-old girl that lost her life.
In Ohio, right? Yeah.
Yeah, in Ohio. Man, and crazy. I'm blanking on her name right now, and I wish I wasn't, but yeah, she got murdered by the police, and it's just like, I mean, we just had the Derek Chauvin case, you know, that just got, you know, he was found guilty on all charges, but then you got three other cases that need to be addressed now. It's just like, it's just bad thing after bad thing after bad thing. Then I just found out, too, on top of that, there was a mass shooting or a school shooting Knoxville.
Yeah, not too
like
long
2 weeks ago.
And then, like,
I didn't hear nothing about
Actually, I think there was another one. Well, there's been multiple. One in, like, this spa salon. Then in FedEx, there was a FedEx shooting.
Oh, yeah, there was the FedEx thing.
Some other place. I don't know. In the school shooting, there's been... It's like, insane,
it's,
dude.
It's too much to keep up with. Really, and that's crazy. Why I had put that clip from last week's episode up on my Instagram when I was like, you know, I'm burnt out. And I put this long thing on there. But it's just like, man, it's just like... Some of me does want to... sit here and just kind of cower in fear and all that. But that's not doing brother was saying, living in the moment, because it's to a degree.
Go ahead.
To a degree, it sucks that these people are being murdered and stuff, but we can't just, like, stop life at the same time. Yeah. And I feel guilty for that, you know? I really do, because it's like, I don't even know what to do. Last year, protests. Looting, like rioting, all of that. None of that got the message into people's heads. These police officers that feel like they're above the law and have all this power and stuff. That didn't even resonate. Because the same thing continues to happen this year.
Right.
You know.
And even much more, I guess.
And much more. And it's like.
Dude, it's crazy how, like, 2020 was hectic. Now 2021 is all about, you know, policing and shooting and all that.
Right.
I mean, that's how I see it. But yeah, I mean, with what you were saying, it is kind of true. We have to find some type of escape, because if you stay here, what's the only thing that you can do at home?
Exactly.
Watch the TV, go on your phone, be on your computer. Like, literally, there's nothing. Like, you're literally, and I feel like, honestly, like,
and that's not living in the moment.
No, and I'm not going like deeper than that. Like, you know, and I mean, I guess kind of like, you know, and honestly, I don't want to call it conspiracy anymore, because now I feel like it's actually like live. Things that are actually happening for a reason. You know, like one of the things that I feel is like, you know, do you actually like ask yourself, why has there been so many like shootings? Why has there been so many like, you know, panic, so many outrage, like out, you know, why? And I feel like one of the reasons is to like keep people still isolated. Now that the COVID is gone, another thing? Now you're going to be fearful to go outside to enjoy yourself, because anybody can show up and shoot you down, or you can get stopped by the cop and don't know what could happen. You know what I mean? So I feel like going deeper into that, like it's crazy in a way. We kind of have to like revolt against it, that we have to, especially like, let's say I'm speaking to the Christians now, because I feel like we have to, with our calling and with our purpose and the general calling for everybody, is to actually go out there and be out there and making a change. Right. Yes, I'm not talking about going out there and looting and protesting. I don't know. If I mean, that's something you like to do. Sure, why not?
But we don't condone looting and stuff, but protesting, I'm all
for it. Like giving some peace, like, you know, getting together with people. I don't know, pray for them, do something, go outside, you know, because that's actually you living in the moment. Instead of being stuck on the phone like, oh, man, this happened today. Oh, this happened today. You have no idea how many people you can actually change on a daily basis with the connections that you build, you know, because you never know, dude. You can go out there and, you know, talk to some random person that was already ready to go and kill somebody, but because of how you reacted with this person, you kind of changed their mind.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
And that's why I was saying, you know, in that post too, in like the second part, I was like, you know, I'm trying to, you know, not run and hide and all of that and cower in fear. And I'm trying to find the good / God in everything.
Right.
You know, but it is really hard to do. Even as a Christian, it's hard to do all that stuff, because you don't know at what point somebody is just going to be like, you know, I'm taking your life, you know.
Yeah, and it's crazy how we're leading into all this, but it comes down to that. It's just like, it's something that's been building up for so long, like, you know, like in the social media, is just stuff like that. You know, we actually got to stop listening to all that stuff and actually make changes.
Yeah.
Like, what we mean by living in the moment, actually fulfilling your call, I feel like that's what it's really about.
Yeah.
Because I'm pretty sure fulfilling your call doesn't involve being on the phone so much, or being distracted with other things that don't really, you know, that you don't need.
Right.
You know what
right.
I mean?
Right.
Yeah. You're actually out there fulfilling like your calling and just, you know, just making things happen. Like that's the reason why, like, and I'm not trying to plug myself or anything, but like, you know, that's the reason why I'm starting all this stuff, you know, with the guys
Yeah, it's a good thing that you're doing, because it's like mentorship and leadership and stuff, and you're trying to point people in the right direction.
Right.
So I'm all for it. Like I get why you're doing it. I understand the purpose. Like it's not to puff yourself up or anything like that. It's to let people know that. You know.
Yeah, and also like I mean, trying to, you know, because I'm not saying, like, once again, no one's perfect, but you know, for me, I want to be able to, like, through my experiences, through the stuff that I went through or whatnot, being able to teach other guys, like, not to make the same mistakes, because you know, there comes times where you, like, for me, you know, you start regretting all this stuff and you're like, dang, like, am I really that bad? Like,
right.
Like me knowing what I know still made super incredibly wrong, horrific, you know, mistakes.
Right.
You know? And that's me being a Christian. You know what I mean? So it's like, dude. So being able to go ahead and teach, you know, that, not just guys, but like what we're doing here with you guys, you know, everywhere you go. And I feel like maybe it is something that we can, I guess, put up a challenge for everybody that is listening or watching, you know, to kind of like try like 1 week with no phone or not just that, but not a whole week. Obviously, you need your phone, but try to limit the phone or other distractions that you have. It could be your phone. It could be your Xbox. It could be your girlfriend, your boyfriend. I don't know. Or get your boyfriend, girlfriend into this. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But being able to like share some memorable moment in which you felt, you know, like you were actually living to the fullest. Or, you know, you were able to like meet someone new or, I don't know, share like a crazy experience that you've experienced living in the moment, if that makes sense.
Yeah. You see how I immediately, when you said that, you was like, go a week without your phone. I was like, well, hold on now. Wait a minute. And then you mentioned Xbox or whatever. I was like, okay, so I can't do my YouTube channel. I can't like post for this podcast and stuff. I was like... But see, that's the problem. Like, we all are too attached to things. Like, you know what I'm saying? And so, you're right. You know? I'm just going to wear my Apple Watch.
There you go. And
keep my phone here.
No, but it would even be like a challenge for you. Like something that... Because I know... I mean, you're very, you know, centered guy. Well, not centered, but like... How to yourself.
Yeah.
So maybe it would be something for you too, like being able to meet someone or I don't know, dude.
You know, all right, let's end this on a brighter note. Since you said that, you know I keep referring this post or whatever that I put, but like...
No, go ahead, bro.
I kind of had this moment where like I've been kind of having this like... I'm not going to go into full detail, but like basically I just kind of want to reach out to everybody.
Yeah.
To, you know, get this podcast a bigger audience, you know, get my YouTube channel going, music, more plays and stuff. So it's just like, I mean, that would be a challenge for me, reaching out to people, connecting with people, networking and stuff like that. And trying to build organic relationships, because that's one thing that I'm big on, is building organic relationships. I hate when something is forced. You know, that was one of the things I didn't like about DI. Because I felt like it was forced.
Right.
And so it's like, I'd rather just become friends or whatever, build a relationship over time, just over time, you know, or whatever. So it's like, but with this though, it's like with the podcast, you have to network with people, because they say, I've been doing some research, but you know, they say that it's good to reach out to other podcasts, have them on your podcast, or you be on their podcast, and that's how you build a bigger audience.
That's interesting.
Like that. Same thing with YouTube. Reach out to other YouTubers and stuff. And it's just like, all this week, I was trying to do that. Like, Monday, I came out the gate. I was like, I'm going to do this. And then I was like, I don't even know how to reach out to people. And
yeah.
Stuff, you know what I'm saying? And plus, there's always a thing. I'm in my head a lot. And so maybe if I could just cut that off and just
do it,
message people, just take a risk, because, you know, I keep hearing this voice in my head, which is the Holy Spirit, saying one life, you know, you only get one life. And it's so funny that we're talking about living in the moment and stuff. And, you know, what you told me that your brother said, because it's like, you only get one life. You don't have a do-over. There are some people that died or whatever and came back to life or whatever, but that is not always the case. You get one life. So that's it's crazy. Like, why not chase it to the fullest, or live it to the fullest pursuit or whatever?
Dude, I heard the same thing. I think it was a TikTok. It was like,
you get one life.
No, it was like, yeah, it's, you know, yeah, people talk about, you know, you only live once, but are you preparing for living a whole eternity?
Yes.
Oh, dang.
I'm talking about one, you know, physical life.
No, I know. Yeah. No, but no, I just.
No, I'm aware of that.
Oh, no. But yeah. No, one life here, like, what can you do?
Because exactly.
It's so short. You never know. I mean, you know, as tragic as it is for, let's say, Dante Wright, like, you know, he never thought about. You know,
I was trying to end it on a positive note. We already kind of covered it. But yes,
but,
I get what you
know what I mean?
You were saying.
It's just like, you never know what can happen.
In a blink of an eye.
Yeah, so. Like,
you just don't even know. But
on a brighter side, I mean, this would be even a challenge for us because, you know, I did not know that. That is cool to reach out to other podcasters in town, local, you know, and just being able to build community that way. Because at the same time, using this, it could be a powerful tool as well, because then, you know, we get more audience, get more people doing things like, you know, like this, like go out there, you know, make a difference, make a change. Yep. So there you go, man.
And like I'm still watching this Mark Wahlberg documentary.
Okay. Yeah.
And, you know, I was sitting there because he was talking to Oscar De La Hoya and Mario Lopez, and they were coming to him because he has a film company. And they wanted to do a documentary based on Oscar De La Hoya's life.
Wow.
And the guy was talking about Mark. He was like, you know, Mark has been a prominent figure in the movie industry or whatever for like decades now. I think he said like, what do you say?
A long time.
Two decades or something like that or whatever. And it's like, and he started talking about how he's been building relationships and building friendships with people and stuff. People want to come to him and they want to get stuff made. You know, they want to, like Oscar De La Hoya and Mario Lopez, for example. And so it's just like, that's a good way to think about it too. Yeah. It's like, because everybody that seems to come in contact with him, they seem to just absolutely love him, you know, on that documentary.
He has that.
At least.
Living in the moment. Dude, have you seen his schedule?
Yeah.
Now, that is a crazy schedule. There's no phone in there.
They showed this, like, wheel thing.
Yeah.
And it was, like, 11 different businesses that he had or something like that. So, he's got Municipal Apparel, which is his clothing brand. And he's got Green Zebra.
Dude.
And he's got all these different things. And it's just
imagine,
like,
to be on top of all that, dude. That is, you got to be
You can see like, on this documentary, you can see the frustration. Because he's kind of like, he just kind of gets, like, when it comes to business, he cuts off the whole, like, friendly thing. He's like, let's get down to business. To a degree.
Because
you have to be like that.
You
got to
be a tiger, man. You got to be a wolf.
And so, it's just like, yeah, man. Like, I see somebody like that, or I see somebody like, who's another person that just like Donald Glover, for example, too. Donald Glover has all this different stuff. He does music. He writes jokes. He produces. He stars in shows.
But that's sacrifice, and that's literally living in the moment again.
Yeah.
Because you don't see those guys being on the phone all the time, dude.
No.
These guys are pumping iron, you know, getting down, studying.
Yeah.
You know, mastering their craft every single day. Mm-hmm. And that is a challenge for us and for y'all.
Yep.
But, well, this was great, man.
Yeah.
Really, honestly, I learned a lot. And honestly, I mean, this is something we got to put in practice. So.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Well, guys, don't forget, keep following us, Instagram. Also, we're on Spotify, SoundCloud, Google Podcasts now.
Google Podcasts and Apple Podcasts.
Apple Podcasts. Yeah, there you go.
You can hit us up on Telegram also.
Oh, yes, Telegram.
Link in the bio. If you go to our link tree on our Instagram, it has everything.
Everything.
Any one of the music or podcast platforms or whatever that you want to listen to us on. It has our Telegram link. It has our Instagram for people that watch us on YouTube. It's got everything on there. So
anything.
You can check us out. And yeah, this has been episode 111, Living in the Moment. This has been the ET Podcast. That has been Eric. I have been Trey.
Let's do this.
And we already did this, but for the sake of the button.
Peace out.
Yeah. See you guys.